106.3 KSCS.
Second date update.
We got Will standing by. Will had a great first date with Paige, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. So first of all, Will, tell us how you met Paige.
Yeah, I met Paige on Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
I don't know. I like it. I find there's a lot of girls my age.
Okay. How old are you, Will? May I ask?
I'm 27.
Okay. All right. All right.
So man, all these people finding people on Plenty of Fish, and I find the guy that gave me bed bugs. I really did. Hey, it's a true story.
We don't know if that's Will. Let's move on.
Yeah.
All right,
no,
Will.
His name was Andrew.
You went out with Paige. Tell us what you guys did on your date.
Yeah. So we went out. It was a nice place. We had dinner.
Okay.
I took her out to this nice little. It was like a little mom and pop shop, like Italian type place.
Oh, sounds quaint.
Yeah, it was nice. It was real nice. It was a good, cool, very fun dinner. And things went well. Food was great, you know. Then I never got a call back.
Obviously, you reached out to her. You just never heard from her again. Is that correct?
I did, yeah. I called her, and I sent her a message. I said, hey, thanks for a great time. And then I called her a couple days later, but, you know, she didn't pick up.
All right. Well, let's give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
That sounds like a plan, guys. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Paige?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Hawkeye, Jasmine, and Connected K from 96.3 KSCS Radio, Hawkeye in the Morning. Can we talk down the air for a second?
Okay.
I know it's very odd that a radio station would call you out of the blue. The reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update, and people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason there's no second date, and we got a call about you.
Okay.
Do you remember going out with Will?
Yes.
He said you guys had a great first date, but he said he never heard from you again.
Okay, so far this is true.
Well, he asked us to call on his behalf because he thought the date went really well. He couldn't figure out why.
Yeah, it was fine. Like, listen, it was a fine date, but by the end of it, like, I was turned off. By the end of it, he leaned in and gave me a kiss, and I think of all the garlic he was eating. He, like, gave me garlic beard.
Oh, that's so nasty.
Wait.
Thank you.
He had garlic beard?
It was disgusting. His beard smelled like actual garlic.
Okay.
It was
such
a big turn off.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't.
I've had a girlfriend stop dating a guy before because of this.
She should. That's nasty.
And I feel like if he's not aware of it, like his own hygiene, what else is he not aware of?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I don't want to do this anymore.
Well, you got to tell him.
We have to. We got to talk to him.
Okay. All right. Well, he's on the other line here. He called, like I said, we called on his behalf, but he's on the other line. He wanted to say hello at least this morning. Would it be okay to bring him in on this conversation?
Yeah, he asked for it, so let's do it.
Okay. All right. Will, are you there?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, I guess you heard what Paige said.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you were listening? Oh, I didn't realize you'd be listening.
Hey, Paige.
No, you said it.
It's out there. It's a thing. But you know what? I don't. That can't be garlic beer. Come on. Is that even a thing? I don't even think that's a real thing. I've never heard of garlic beer before.
Oh, it's
before.
A thing. It's not necessarily garlic beer. It's kind of any strong food that lingers in the beard.
I mean, come on. That's like circumstantial. There's got to be another reason than that.
If we're dating, like kissing's just the beginning. I love to kiss. And if this is you on a normal day, I don't think that's a good sign, you know?
Okay, well, how about just let me know about it?
I would hope that you would know enough about your own hygiene and like we're at an Italian restaurant, like...
Everybody's garlicky at an Italian restaurant. You smell like garlic, too. Everybody that walks out of that restaurant smells like garlic. It's an Italian restaurant.
You know, I get that you're getting defensive because it was really gnarly on your beard, but, like, it's just not true. Not everybody smells the way that you smelled. I can attest to that.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, but it seems like it wasn't just garlic.
You're saying, Will, that there's another reason she doesn't want to go out with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, I could have just left it the garlic. You could have laid off it, okay, but sure, there's more. You came off as immature throughout the date. I got the sense that you didn't really know how to talk. Like, you didn't ask me anything the whole date about me, and that's such a turnoff. And then to cap it off, you went in for a nasty kiss. I'm done.
Okay, you know what? Paige? I'm going to let you go here, Paige, because we're piling on now to Will. And my whole mission here was to see if you wanted a second date. And obviously,
clearly we failed.
Yeah, obviously that's not going to happen.
Certainly not.
Paige, you're very sweet to come on the air with us. Really appreciate your time.
All right. I'm sorry that it's not a match.
Okay.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes. That's what the whole process of dating is about. Not everybody's a match.
Yeah.
All right. Will, obviously you didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Paige.
Yeah, I guess so. And I got to watch out for garlic beard, apparently.
Yes. All right.